At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, October 28th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to head to a big college football doubleheader for tonight and look at the first game on the board. We are looking at East Carolina against BYU. Currently, BYU is listed as a 3-point home favorite with a total of 63.5. This game kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern time and will be shown on ESPN2 if you're looking to watch and sweat the game. So looking at this matchup here, we have two non-conference opponents who are trending in opposite directions. East Carolina is 5-3 on the season, and they've played well as of late, winning three of their last four games. They're coming off a big upset win over UCF, 34-13, winning outright as a 5.5-point home dog. Meanwhile, BYU started hot, but has really struggled ever since. They've lost three straight games. They're 4-4 on the year. They just got crushed by Liberty, 41-14 their last time out, not even coming close to covering as a 7-point road dog. Now, what we've noticed in this one, number one, is that the public is not quitting BYU. That bigger name recognition school used to be ranked earlier this year. You had Zach Wilson, NFL starter. Again, public kind of looks at, who have you churned out to the NFL ranks. There is a bias toward BYU. So with BYU only laying -3 at home, despite losing three straight, public likes them to get back on track tonight. Currently, 69% of bets are laying the points with BYU. What's noticeable is that despite this heavy betting on BYU, the line really hasn't budged at all. BYU open laying 3, they're still laying 3. And any books that have crept up to BYU -3.5, they've quickly gotten scooped back up by some ECU hook bettors +3.5, causing it to go right back down to 3.5. So this kind of tells me, and one thing that, the way I kind of use different words to interpret line moves, whether it's a reverse line move, a steam move, a line freeze, 50-50 bet split with a line move. To me, this severe line moves, that's another thing in the NFL when you see the line move at least two points in a dog's direction, like cashing with Seattle last week. That's been about 60% ATS this year. But really with this one, it looks like a line freeze. What that means is you have heavy betting on one side, yet the line really won't move at all. So you got to kind of scratch your head and say, hey, BYU getting almost 7 out of 10 bets here. They open -3. Shouldn't they be up to -4, -5? Shouldn't this line be creeping up higher in their favor? The fact that it really hasn't moved off the 3 tells me that you have some respected money here on ECU, kind of keeping this line where it's at, despite this heavy betting on BYU. Now, ECU would have value as a contrarian dog in a heavily bet primetime game, only getting 31% of bets. They also match kind of an ultimate grinder system in college football, short road dogs +4 or less. It generates a ton of samples every single year. It's got a huge sample size, a lot of matches. It's about 54% against the spread the last decade. 54%, hey, you might think that's not very good. You get a 54 on a math test. in algebra in high school. You're going to, you know, fail the test, have to stay after school and get a tutor here. Your parents will be mad at you. 54% in sports betting, you're actually winning better. You got to win 52.38% of the time in order to break even and overcome minus 110 juice. 54%, you're actually doing pretty well. And the thought process there is, you know, if you're favored or if you're a dog getting 4 points or less, typically you get 3 points for home field advantage. That means basically on a neutral site, these teams are pretty much even. One thing to keep an eye out for is if you like ECU, hold out for the hook. Again, there's some juiced up minus threes, minus 115 to BYU. I do see a couple hooks out there. At least if you like ECU, try to find the hook, get the 3.5. If you like BYU in this spot, again, make sure you get that minus three. If you're banking on ECU to cover this number, I think one thing you're banking on is their defense. You know, both teams are pretty much giving are scoring the same amount, 30 points a game. But ECU is only giving up 23 points a game versus BYU, whose defense has been getting shredded recently. They're giving up 32 points a game. We've also seen some steam to the over here. The total open at 61.5. We've now seen it get up to 63.5. Currently, 55% of bets and 86% of dollars are on the over. So that's a pretty good plus 31% smart money discrepancy. When you're using our splits at VSiN, VSiN.com/splits, you're always looking for ideally a higher share of dollars than you are bets. Remember, bets are just the raw tickets where the public is. The percentage of money, that's the handle, the overall money that's on the game. So if you're getting low bets but higher dollars, more money, that's telling you that basically the wagers in your favor are bigger, sharper wagers coming from respected bettors. Weather should be great tonight at BYU's home stadium. Mid-50s, no wind at all, around 2 miles an hour. ECU is 4-4 to the over. BYU, 5-3 to the over. But again, a lot of over money here. But definitely looks like some line freeze on ECU, especially if you can shop around, find the hook with ECU plus 3.5.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest tonight, we're going to stick with and finish up this College Football Friday Night Lights doubleheader here. This is also an 8 p.m. game. We have La Tech, Louisiana Tech, visiting Florida International, FIU. This is an 8 p.m. kickoff. It'll be shown on CBS Sports Network if you want to watch and sweat this one. Now, this Conference USA matchup, you actually had this line open at, or currently this is Louisiana Tech as a 6-point road favorite. And we do have a total of 57 here. Now, taking a step back, Louisiana Tech, what have they done for us here this year? They're 2-5. They've lost 4 of their last 5 games. They've really struggled. And they just lost to Rice 42-41 in overtime, although they did cover as a 2.5-point dog in that one at home. Meanwhile, FIU, they're 3-4. They just snapped a 2-game losing streak with a huge upset win over Charlotte, winning 34-15 their last time out. And they won outright as a plus 14 dog in that one on the road. So imagine if you had the money line in that one. What's notable to this one, this is the biggest line move of the day in terms of these college football matchups. I know there's only 2 matchups, but in other words, this is a huge line move. This is a big line move toward FIU. This game actually opened La Tech as a 9-point favorite on the road, and this line is all the way down to 6. So it's a huge 3-point swing in favor of Florida International. This is notable because the public is still on La Tech. Using our VSiN.com bet split, 67% of bets are laying the points with La Tech. But despite this heavy betting on La Tech, this line has really plummeted away from them, -9, down to -6. Now, if you shop around, can you find a hook on FIU plus 6.5? That would be obviously your best number here. Same thing if you're looking at the best number for ECU. But a lot of reasons to look at FIU in this one. They're only getting 33% of bets, but 53% of the money. So only a third of bets, but half the money. That tells us the bigger wagers are in their favor. Also, you know, part of this big steam toward FIU is some quarterback issues for La Tech. La Tech is likely to be down their top 2 starting quarterbacks, and they could be looking at starting a true freshman here tonight. Landry Liddy, he could be getting the start here, a true freshman. So you're down to your 3rd quarterback. You've lost 4 of your last 5, opening -9 down to -6. Looks like some money is flowing in here on FIU. Also, if you look at FIU, one thing that could be to their advantage, they actually rank top 10 in the country in terms of pass rush percentage. So that could be an advantage going up against a 3rd string backup quarterback as a true freshman. So big, big steam move here moving toward FIU. And in particular, again, what makes it notable to me is they're not the public play. La Tech's the public play, but yet this line is dropping. Looks like some reverse line movement against a possible third string quarterback. Again, make sure you're glued to Twitter. You know, tip here, you know, instead of using Twitter, you could use TweetDeck. just tweetdeck.com. It's basically a curated Twitter feed where you have multiple columns where you can search different keywords. So you could search, you know, La Tech QB, or you could search Landry Lydy. It's L-Y-D-D-Y or Liddy. I'm not sure how to pronounce the third string quarterback's name here. But then basically what will happen is it's an automated updated feed. As soon as you get any tweets coming out about any of those things, Louisiana Tech, Lydy, you could put in the other quarterbacks' names, McNeil. That's going to tell you immediately, as anyone tweets that, you'll be the first to know. So a little tip there, using TweetDeck to your advantage as a sports bettor. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I'm going to go to the NHL rink here tonight. I'm a puckhead, of course. I love betting NHL hockey. So both of my system matches here, or both of my games that I'll be sweating tonight, these two matches I'm going to give you in the NHL, they match my favorite system right now, which would be a favorite versus the team on a second leg of a back-to-back. So you're favored, you're expected to win, and you're playing a team that played last night. So maybe you're getting a backup goalie tonight, but more importantly, it's a rest versus tired. You're favored and ready to go, rested. The other team is tired and sometimes even had to travel as well. You did see this one cash for Josh's Sweats yesterday, where we took Nashville Predators on the money line at minus 170. They won the game 6-2 against St. Louis as a rested favorite against the team on the second leg of a back-to-back. So a couple matches here for tonight, or at least one rest versus tired and then one perfect second leg of a back-to-back. First one would be Carolina Hurricanes. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes on the money line, minus 185 for Josh's Sweats, first one here tonight. Number one, some line movement toward Carolina. They open as low as minus 180, minus 175. Now you're up to minus 185. Some books even up to minus 190. It wouldn't be a back-to-back, but Islanders are kind of tired here. They last played on the 26th, which was just 2 days ago, so they played on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Carolina, they've been off since the 24th. They haven't played since Monday. So Carolina would qualify as that big, rested home favorite against the Islanders, who did have a day off here, but just played a couple days ago. Carolina, meanwhile, on the year, 4-0 as a favorite. New York Islanders, 0-3 as a dog. They're also 0-2 on the road. Carolina's 1-0 at home. They haven't played a lot at home this year. I'll put a lot of stock into the power play percentages. Carolina does very well with the man advantage, cashing 23% of their opportunities, only 13% for the Islanders. But in terms of system matches, number one, we look at NHL favorites this year. They're 62%. It's actually even a little bit down from where they have been the last couple of years at 65%. You'll get favorites off a win. Last couple of years, 67% overall. Home favorites in the NHL, 49-28 this year, 64%. A lot of people think, you know, home favorites in the NHL, oh, it's because you got the crowd noise behind you. That's got to be the big advantage, right? Well, not really. The home ice advantage is really due to the fact that the home team, or the head coach of the home team, gets the last ice change. So the opponent can send out whatever line they have, and then the home coach gets the last ice change to match up and maybe put your best defensive pair or checking line against the opponent's best offensive line. Then also rested off a win. This would be the system match here for Carolina. If you had at least 3 days between your last game and you are coming off a win and you're a favorite, you're 163-73, 69%. Over the last couple of years, and this year you're 8-3, 73%. So it's not quite a perfect second leg of a back-to-back, but Carolina's the rested team. Islanders are the tired team. Isles have some good analytics here in their favor. So I'm going Carolina for my first sweat of the night. Give me the Carolina Hurricanes minus 185. And a reminder, when I'm betting hockey, same thing with baseball. If you're betting favorites, these are chalkier sports. You tend to see favorites do much better straight up than other sports. Just keep in mind, if it's a minus 185, it's a bet to risk, not bet to win, and that applies for all plays. So what that means is you're betting to risk one unit here to win a little more than a half unit based on the minus 185. You're not risking 1.85 units to win one unit. Why? Because if I lose a bet on any bet I make, I just want to lose by one unit. I don't want to lose, you know, double units here if you're betting to win versus betting to risk. So as always, bet to risk, not bet to win. But first sweat for me, let's go Carolina Hurricanes minus 185. And then here is the ultimate system match, as I had mentioned, which did cash last night with Nashville. Give me the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins on the road. I'm laying a minus 160 with the Pittsburgh Penguins on the road at Vancouver. And this would be the perfect rest versus tired system match. So you look at Vancouver. They're on the second leg of a back-to-back. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, they've been off since the 25th, since Tuesday. So we have one team who hasn't played since Tuesday. Vancouver is on the second leg of a back-to-back. Pittsburgh also is coming off two straight losses. So, you know, a good veteran team like the Penguins, when you have time off, and especially after coming off some losses, really has to, you know, stew on that, sit with you, give you a bad feeling in your stomach. So hopefully gives you a good bounce back performance here. But this rest versus tired angle, a favorite versus team on the second leg of a back-to-back, it's now 16-7 this year, 70%. It's been really good historically here. Again, thought process, the other team's tired, you're favored and expected to win. Maybe you get a backup goalie here. That's been really good here in this spot. In particular, a rested road favorite versus a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, that's 74% with a 23% ROI over the last couple of years. It's been a really good spot in general. You also have favorites, as we mentioned, 62% favorite versus variations of the system. So a favorite rested versus tired basically looks at some different parameters. That's 72% over the last couple of years. Pittsburgh is 4-2-1 overall. Vancouver 1-5-2. Offensively, Pittsburgh's averaging 4.29 goals a game, only 2.88 for Vancouver. Pittsburgh giving up 3 goals a game. Vancouver giving up 4.25 goals a game. Pittsburgh's 4-1 as a favorite. Vancouver just 1-4 as a dog. Better power play percentage, 24% versus 22%. Better PK, penalty kill, 72% versus 60%. And oh, by the way, the line is moving toward Pittsburgh. They open minus 150. You're up to minus 160. So I got to keep playing my favorite system match in the NHL, this favorite first team on a second leg of a back-to-back. Again, 16-7 on the year. It's been fantastic here, cashing at a 70% clip, which is right at its historical norm. So give me the Penguins minus 160. Give me Carolina minus 185. Those are two Josh's sweats for tonight. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast for Friday, October 28th. But a reminder, we have so much content that we offer for free at VSiN, but even so much more if you become an all-access member. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you get all of our articles behind the paywall. You get best bets sent to your email throughout the day. All those great DraftKings bet splits that are updated every 10 minutes from DraftKings, as well as all of our actionable pro tips and tools. So give it a shot. VSiN.com/subscribe. It comes to the equivalent of less than 70 cents a day. Again, if I'm in Boston, I pay $3 for a Dunk's coffee. Then I think if you're a sports bettor, paying less than 70 cents a day for great sports betting content is definitely worth it. But wish you the best of luck. Of course, if you're looking for info, make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. I wish you the best of luck this Friday. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday for the Morning Bets podcast. And I will be appearing on the VSiN or on the DraftKings show, The Sweat, on Sunday if you're looking for some late sharp action in the NFL. That will air 11 a.m. to 12 on the DraftKings Twitter page. But enjoy the sweats. Have a great weekend. Good luck. As always, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. As the wise man of VSiN, the Godfather, likes to say, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight because that is what it's all about. Have a great Friday, everyone. Good luck. Have a fantastic weekend.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.